Hello, Hard Knocks Tradition Sports. This is your host, Simi, coming to you for another installment of HK Open Radio. Tonight, we have Bob Jr., your commish.
What's up, guys?
Say hi, Bob. CA is back with us.
What it do?
And we brought him on once, and now he can't get enough, and Diddy's here.
What's going on?
All right, guys, so we are fresh into Season 5. We just started yesterday, and we're already week 5 in. We're moving right along. Okay, we didn't start yesterday, but we're cruising. So thumbs up to you guys. Two thumbs up. Great job. Keep it going. But first, before we check out the season, I want to look at the offseason quick, and I just want to ask you guys who you thought had the best offseason as far as total drafting, free agency, re-signings, and everything. Bob, I'm going to start with you.
You know, I think there's a handful of guys. I think Hal had a good offseason with his draft. I think CA made some solid moves, and Diddy shored up his quarterback position, and it's paying off big time.
All right, CA, what do you think? Who do you think had the best offseason?
Well, draft-wise, I'm going to have to go with Hal picking up those two first-round picks. He got a good, linebacker, Pendleton, and the strong safety, Murray. And then, like Bob said, I really do like Diddy's pickup of Peyton Manning. And I really think that's going to help him in the long run of the season. I also like what I did, but I won't go into detail on that. But yeah, that's pretty much who I think had really good off seasons.
All right, Diddy, you're up next. What do you think?
I like what Hal did in the draft, just to repeat what everybody else said, because he had two top picks in the first nine. He maneuvered that, made that happen, He made two really good picks with two players that are going to be productive for him down the road. I know he's struggling a little bit out the gate, but he just got a big win over the Chargers, I believe. So maybe that'll get him rolling. He made a quarterback change, too, in the season. It wasn't in the offseason, but that might get him rolling as well.
Yeah, I like what Hal did. I mean, his draft was just phenomenal, in my opinion, huh? But I think Sporty also had a pretty good draft with the Chiefs. And I think Reb did really good with the Redskins and then bounced. He took off and then they beat me. So that's the first time the Redskins had won over the Giants since HK started. So thanks, Reb. I appreciate that, Dick. All right, guys. We'll see. I'm going to go to you on this one. Who do you think had... not necessarily terrible or worst off season, but who do you think could have done better in their off season?
I'm gonna have to say the Rams. After winning the Super Bowl, I think they should have done a lot more in order to make room to keep Freeman, who was, I mean, their workhorse, the most dangerous part of their offense. They ended up losing Freeman. They had to draft a running back who's a totally different style running back than Freeman is. So I think that alone, letting him go, I'm kind of anxious to see how their season plays out with that.
All right, Diddy, we'll move on to you. Who do you think could have done better during the offseason?
I think that Junkin has a ton of cap space, and I don't know if he's preparing for maybe next offseason. So I'm not trying to say or saying that he had the worst offseason. I'm saying that I don't think he really put a lot into this offseason. He traded away McFadden, which he did draft a rookie running back who has been productive. But, I mean, Darren McFadden is Darren McFadden. I mean, he's one of the best players in the league, and Raitai is thriving with him. So, and you know, he started off slow, but he did beat Raitai. So he handed it back to McFadden and put it in his face. So, but I'd like to see him use some of that cap and make some big moves in the next offseason.
All right, Bob, let's hear your expert opinion on who you thought could have done better.
I mean, I think the Rams could have done a lot more. But really looking at it, the Chargers spent a lot of money. And going forward, I mean, their defense isn't that good. Their offense is questionable. They got shut out game one. I mean, where did that money go? And I think that's what, you know, with Tebow and then they got Arian Foster, which is injury prone. I mean, it's questionable moves with money and everything else. I think they had a pretty interesting offseason too.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I definitely think a lot of guys spent a lot more money this season. I don't know if it was with the new bonus deal or whatever, but I'm sure that helped. But it definitely was quite a bit. So, guys, that's basically your offseason in a nutshell. We just wanted to move on through that quickly. Right now we're going to go to the season currently. And we are currently right now in week 4, but we should be advancing to week 5 shortly. And I want to ask you guys, before we get started, who was your preseason favorites in each conference to really make a late playoff run? And try not to be biased, but how far we are with guys' records now. Bob, I want to start with you. Who was your preseason favorites to get going?
You know, in the NFC, I kind of had it between the Falcons and the Bears. You know, I think both those guys play good against each other. So, and then in the AFC, I actually had the Bengals up there. You know, like we always do. But if it wasn't going to be the Bengals, I had a good feeling that the Texans or somebody like that would be up there too.
All right, Diddy, let me hear who you thought would be your favorites going into the season.
I'm with Bob. I thought it would be the Bengals based on Frisk's skill level and, you know, his ability on the sticks. I thought that he would have a bounce back season after, you know, not having the kind of season that we're used to Frisk having. But with that, with him being out of town and taking all these sims, he might be out of it before he gets back to it. In the NFC, I kind of felt like Bob was ready to make that next move, especially with getting Adrian Peterson. I think that he's going to blow the NFC out of the water this year with that move alone, on top of Cam, who's been playing at an MVP level so far this season.
All right, CA, what do you think?
On the NFC side, I think I'm with the majority. I thought that that Bob would really get things going back again. I know that Peterson is a really good player, and I just thought it was time to part ways and see if I could do it without him. And on the AFC side, I want to say that it's kind of hard to say because it's always been the top, you know, the Browns, the Jets, the Titans. But I didn't imagine the Broncos getting back up there again. So they're to me proving that they are that they did earn that Super Bowl championship a couple years back.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. I thought Bob was gonna have, I still do. I think Bob's gonna have a stellar season this year. Just getting Adrian Peterson. I think trading Beeson was, in my opinion, dumb, but whatever. The guy's a stud, but hopefully it'll work out for you. And, of course, the Cowboys and the Rams have been all right, but I do like Chicago, too. They've been strong. And I think a dark horse, just to throw something else at you guys, is going to be the Cardinals. I think Diddy's got – I think it could be his year now. He's got a decent quarterback, so we'll see. And then in the AFC, I like the Browns. I thought Rye would have a good season. And then, of course, you know, the Titans again, just the Bengals, the guys from last year, you know, and previous years who've just been on top of their game. So we'll see. But again, we are 4 weeks in. Okay, I can say that because we're going to advance here shortly. So I want to ask you guys, what do you think, who's been your biggest surprise of the season so far? Bob, start it off.
I actually think the Broncos have been. They have a rookie quarterback. You know, Brendan Evans fell, I think, to pick 17 or somewhere right around there. So with him falling there and then, you know, everything else, and being a 4-0 at this point, I think they're the biggest surprise so far.
Diddy, what's your opinion on who's the biggest surprise?
I have two. I think that the Buffalo Bills, the CPU Bills, have been strong. You know, they're 3-1, I believe, on the season with the rookie quarterback that they got in the second round of the draft. And they've been giving teams hell. And then, of course, ND with the Colts, because that during the offseason and at the end of last season, he was very frustrated. And I was wondering how much he was into it anymore. And, you know, he was having a hard time and saying that he's not good at Madden, but it's good to see him have some success, and maybe that'll push him to the playoffs this year.
All right, CA, let's hear your favorite surprise of the season.
I'm going to go with the Broncos, too. 4-0 on top of the AFC right now. Of course, we did forget to mention that was one of the better offseason moves. Like Bob said, was him picking up Brennan Evans and starting him as rookie. It actually looks like he's got the number one offense so far, as far as points scored to this week. But I really thought that the Patriots, with those couple of picks, I don't know if you've taken a look at their defense. Their defense is solid, and I'm kind of surprised that they're 1-2 right now. I thought maybe they would have a little bit better time just with those picks and with the already good defense they have. So I'm expecting them to turn things around.
Yeah, I mean, Denver's definitely done quite a job, but I can't say that they've been a surprise, because, I mean, they have won a bowl in recent seasons. So I think ND Colts and the Colts have been a surprise. I mean, yeah, he's beaten me, but he also took down the Titans. That was pretty big. I mean, we'll see as the season progresses just how long he can stay on to that, but he's had quite the season. So who do you guys think has been your biggest disappointment? I know it's early yet, but who do you guys thought was going to be a lot more competitive than what they've shown these first 4 weeks? Diddy, we'll start with you.
I'd have to go with he's going to think I'm picking on him, but I have to go with Junkin, just because he's been established as such a, you know, steady player. For him to come out the gate 1-3 is a bit surprising to me. But like I said, he has a bunch of division games coming up, and he got a big win over the Browns, so I see him maybe turning his season around.
I'm going to say the Ravens. You know, I think it's sitting at 0-4 and being a HK Bowl champion, that's a little shocking to me and a little disappointing. I expect a little more out of Baltimore. I know he's trying to make some moves, so we'll see what that is going forward. But, yeah, the Ravens would be my disappointment so far.
All right, CA, you're up.
I'm going to have to go with the Saints. After such a great season last year, winning their first NFC South championship since HK started, I really thought that he turned things around. He's sitting at 500 right now, but like I said, I really thought that he turned things around. It's going to be tough for him having a battle with GTG and Bob now, especially with Bob having Peterson. So that's one of my disappointments. My other disappointment, I have to say myself, I thought I was going to have a little bit better of the year, and I dropped these last two games. I could very well drop my next game to the Cheeser, also known as Simi24, but see how that goes.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. Last time we played, we did a show before that, and we saw what happened.
I kicked your ass, that's what happened.
You did. You cheated. but, yeah, I think the Ravens have had quite a disappointing season so far. I mean, they're 125 points again, so the defense really isn't playing at all. But like CA did, I'm going to take one on my own hat here and say that I'm pretty disappointed in myself. I start off with a loss to the CPU Skins and then lost to ND. So, yeah, we'll move on. So we talked about the draft. I want to see you guys. Bob, I'll start with you. Who you think has been the early season rookie of the year. Who are your favorite rookies this year so far?
I mean, the rookie of the year so far is going to be Brendan Evans. But the guys I want to give a shout-out to are two guys that were trashed in the mock draft. Quarterback Tyrone Williams for the Buffalo Bills and Naquan Boyd for Green Bay. Those guys were both trashed. You know, one is second in passing yards, and then Boyd is leading the rookies in sacks with five. So I think those guys are really up and coming. But my nod so far would go to Evans.
All right, CA, take it away.
Rookie of the year so far has to be Brendan Evans, sitting on top of the division. Actually, I mean, the conference 4-0. Surprising people that he fell to the 17th spot of the draft. I'm going to have to say, yeah, so far, Evans is the clear-cut rookie of the year so far.
I'm just co-signing on to what they said. Brendan Evans has really torn the league up. He hadn't thrown an interception until this past game against the Bills, where he threw three, but he also threw three touchdown passes. And with the 120.1 passer rating, that's just outstanding for any quarterback, let alone a rookie. On the defensive side of the ball, like Bob said, Boyd was everybody's trash. CA hated on him, but he has five sacks on the season. And then the one-game wonder, Tywan Grant, had four picks in one game for Knights. So he got himself back in the conversation for Rookie of the Year as well.
Yeah, Boyd said, fuck you, Gumby.
Yeah, he did. And he also busted himself up, and he's currently out for a few weeks. So, sorry, Knowles, but that sucks. But yeah, Brendan Evans, obviously, is the clear-cut favorite right now. I think Patreon Frederick, that goober in Minnesota, he's also had a pretty good season. So we'll see what happens there. All right, guys, well, transitioning now from the rookies to the league as a whole, who are your guys' favorite players right now this season as far as their stats go? Bob, we'll start with you since you're so inclined to want to talk so much.
I have to go with my boy Cam. He's been pretty solid. No, I'm kidding. Stats-wise, I think the wide receiver that tore you up in week one, AC Poe, is good. I think I really think the CPUs is really good this year. And I look across all these top leaderboards. I see CPU guys. I mean, I see a good mixture. So I'm going to give it to Poe so far.
All right, Diddy. What do you think? Bob really hurt my heart with that one.
I've been hyping these two guys up in the little thread that I've been throwing together each week. But no, Sean Moreno and Jacquizz Rodgers are early favorites for MVP. They both have their teams at 4-0 and have been carrying the load. One's at 655, Moreno, and then Rodgers is at 651. And that's a ton of yards for this early in the season. So both of those guys have showed up in season 5.
All right, Matt Garza, what do you think?
I'll have to say Jacquizz Rodgers. He beat the shit out of me in my game against him. He busted out with like two huge runs. It was like part in the Red Sea. I mean, when he ran, the lines just like opened up, and him and Noshan actually, like Diddy said. So those two, same thing for me. Them are the two leaders right now that I like.
Yeah, I like both those guys too. And Bob, I'm sorry, but AC Poe, that was one game he got all those stats in. So he'll dwindle, trust me. I think Larry Fitzgerald, obviously, he's on top of the receiving yards. So Diddy, shout out to you there. Good job. Also want to say Red Wings, he's got Matthew Stafford on a new tier this year. Finally playing him. Smart.
No,
he had to trade him to play him.
Oh, yeah, that's right. How come it says Detroit then?
It's just
the roster's not.
Yeah.
The roster's not synced.
Okay, XFN, whatever. Well, good move in getting rid of them then, Red Wings.
Sure paid off.
Yeah, good one. See, you, Red Wings just went from like upper tier to the bottom of the barrel in like one. Sorry. But I want to also give a couple nods to a couple of my boys. Paul Posluszny, Jaguars, Penn State, leading the tackles. CA, that's awesome. And then Kenny Phillips, interception leader right now. He's got at least one per game. It's not translation or translating into wins, but whatever.
Why don't you give a shout out to Laquan Keodum? He's a Penn State alumni.
Who?
Laquan Keodum, Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, I don't see him on any. Oh yeah, whatever. Yeah. Being a real Penn State alumni. And plus he's below KP. All right, so with that, I'm gonna let Bob take over on this one just to kind of talk about content.
Oh, I just wanted to tell everybody, you know, it's been refreshing to read some of the stuff. I know Diddy has a great segment up. You know, the podcast makes it good, and then now we opened up with a new Twitter and everything. I mean, I really think our league's gonna go to the forefront of what we want it to be. So just keep up the good work, and let's keep it strong all year. I know we tail off towards the end, but let's just keep it strong.
Yeah, guys. I mean, it's been pretty good so far this season. I mean, like Bob kind of touched on, usually as soon as we start, everything's great. We're moving, you know, 24-hour advances. The content's up there, and we kind of dwindle. So let's try and not do that. Let's keep up. I think Reb's got something new for us. I think that'll keep the hype going throughout the season. Do you want to talk about anything else?
Yeah, I want to touch on a couple of things as far as gameplay wise. You know, we always talk about this stuff, but just keep mixing it up. Keep the sim as a mentality, and keep that mentality throughout the league. I know that there's been some questionable things at end of games. You know, I know there's a pass TD in one game, a field goal with 11 seconds to go in one game. Those things have been addressed. There's a lot of passes going to the tight ends, and I think we're all can be guilty of that. But just keep in mind, I'm looking at the stats now, and I see two tight ends in the top five in receiving totals. So just kind of mix it up. Know you got other guys on the team. You know, do what you always do. The rushing is a little better. You know, it can always be better than what it is. So just keep trying to be sim, and just keep in mind that that's what we're about.
Yeah, I also want to just elaborate on what Bob said a little bit. He touched on the tight ends, but when I'm looking at the stats, because I do that a lot, Bob, you know, hey, did you see this? What do you think about this? I see a lot of just receptions by one or two guys on your team, which is, I mean, if you have an all-star wide receiver, they're obviously going to get more receptions. I mean, Larry Fitzgerald's going to get 6-7 receptions a game just because he's that guy. But when I see, like, one guy having 8 or 9 catches, and then the next closest guy has, like, 2, and then another guy has 2, and maybe there's a couple with 1, it's like, it kind of raises the flag to me. It's like, okay, what route is this guy running? What plays are he running? So just move the ball around a little bit more. That's really all I have to say. All right, guys. Now we want to bring on a special guest to the show to kind of introduce a new thing. We're going to bring on the HK. So with that and this special introduction, you guys are going to love it. We have Reb. He's here for us. All right, Reb, well, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me, guys. Just in here to promo, I guess, the newest HK. Maybe not the newest, but at least has the most buzz since the show started, the league bookie. This is something I will admittedly say that was stolen from Big Coug, who is going to be the co-bookie and head handicapper. And we put the week 5 lines up. It's there for the taking, guys. And we hope to see some action, and we hope that we can get this thing dialed in by week 8 and expand it.
Now, Reb, can you explain to everybody what – I mean, some guys don't know how to bet, you know. Can you explain it, the processes?
Yeah, that's unfortunate. You know, someone should have taught them by now, I guess. But if we have to do that, we will. I'm just playing, guys. Basically, what we have right now is you have $1,000. Everybody starts with an account. And right now we have just a simple two kinds of way to bet. You'll see a spread, which everybody may be more familiar with, which is a team favored getting points. If you make that bet, you either give up or get that many points to the other team, and you have to cover that bet, and that bet does, if you lose, you pay juice of 10%. The other bets that are out there right now are money line bets, and those work off odds. On those bets, you're just picking the winner. But for instance, if a team is minus, say, 1,000, that means they're a pretty heavy favorite. And the odds kind of go along with the point spread. It's just another way of stating it. And in that scenario, you would have to bet $540 to win $100. And you can bet less, and we have a calculator that will figure that out for us, but it gets quite complicated. And on the other side, you would bet, if a team is on the plus size, that number you see by that plus is what you would win for a $100 bet on that team just to win, and that's winning straight up. That's no spread. That's just who's going to win the game.
So if guys' heads explode, they can just come to you to ask questions?
Absolutely, and they can come see me at home if they need to, and we can sit down and do this one-on-one, or you can just PM me, whichever way you prefer. And what we're going to try to get to, and, I kind of, when CA made the post about, let's get some new content, my intent was really just to stir Big Coug into action. And, he kind of jumped on top of me and said, yeah, do it. And all of a sudden he has the spreadsheets and he has all these websites. And I think, with me steering the ship and Big Coug down there in the engine room, I'm telling you guys, on the other league where I've seen him do it, he had it dialed in by week 12. It was, you were sitting there just kind of, it's just kind of like in real life when, the line looks good and you start thinking about it and you're like, well, I don't know. And that's where you want it, where people are right on that fence and have to make some decisions. Just to add to it, what we're hoping to add by week 8, we've come up with some totals for this week that we're just going to track ourselves and see if that's going to be realistic. And even if we can get the totals going, as long as we can get the lines pretty well, we'll add some parlay bets and teasers, and I'll do a good job of explaining those in the on the forum if we add them. I think if we added them now, there's probably some lines out there that are pretty easy, and someone could probably hit an early 5-game parlay for a lot of money and kind of run away with the thing. So we're going to make sure we have it dialed in. We just did spreads in the other league, and that was plenty of fun for everybody. But we're going to try to tune it. Go ahead.
You're talking about, guys having fun. I've already seen, just since you put this up, not maybe, 30, 40 minutes ago, guys already saying, oh, I'm putting all my money down here.
And they have.
Now, say they fuck up and they get it wrong. Are they done? Like, is it just game over?
But what I would like to add to it is I think we could, in the spirit of a poker tournament or something, give someone a one-time rebuy. We don't want to give you too many bites at the apple and level the playing field too much for the more careful and gamblers. But I think we could let you back in, let you rebuy another $1,000 for, say, $20. We get a PayPal account set up, and we'll put that into the kitty for the winner at the end of the year.
Oh, so you're talking now real money.
Well, no, I'm talking a one-time $20 rebuy if you do go bust and you think you want to get back in it.
Okay, I got you. I was about to say, you're expecting 20 bucks from me? You're not getting
it. No, it's not for me, Simi. Of course, there probably will be an administrative handling fee for all this work and getting that into a PayPal account. I only kid, but you know, it'll give some guys a chance to get back in. And we are planning on it. Like I said, if we can get the next Super Bowl where you know, everything can be tracked sufficiently, I certainly can't, you know, don't expect anyone playing in it to be keeping up with who scored first and vice versa. But we'll try to get as many prop bets going on that, just like the real Super Bowl as well. So it'll give everybody a little chance to feel like they're participating in the playoffs, even if they're not leading up to the next offseason.
So if Bob makes it to the playoffs, we can bet on if he's wearing fishnet stockings or not.
Well, I mean, assuming we have to do a realistic bet, because we all know that Bob will be wearing fishnet stockings if he's in the Super Bowl. So, no, but things like who, you know, what player scores first, you know, scores on the quarters and things like that. You know, I think it's just it'll add another facet to HK and keep us strong and getting more interesting all the time.
Keep in mind, guys, no money. It's all gift cards. So,
yes.
I need to clarify that.
And we might even go so far as to, you know, I guess an added bonus to each guy who wins a season, maybe use that money to get him a copy of 13 or something, you know?
Yeah.
Yes, it is not real gambling. Let's be clear on that.
Oh, man, I was trying to hope to make the big bucks.
Well, you know, if someone wants to, I guess, I don't know what the laws are in Egypt. Maybe Zeke could get that set up for us. Take it offshore.
Yeah, it'd probably take a while, though, to get back. That's a joke. All right, Rebel, I appreciate you joining us and doing this hard work for us, you and Coog. So shout out to Coog as well.
All right, Bob. Thanks for having me on, guys, and we'll see how it goes. Get your bets in, guys.
All right, well, thanks again to Red and Coog for that. Now, something exciting going on within HK and All of Tradition is we actually have an HK Hard Knocks member, M.Dot Frisk, and TSO's Rhino Aid are in Orlando right now working with the EA Sports team on Madden 13. So with this, I wanted to ask you guys, Bob, I'll start with you. What are you looking for in Madden 13? What do you hope they add to the game?
I think, like everybody, we want a more improved online franchise, some more options. I want to practice with my team. I am dying to practice with my team like in NCAA. As far as gameplay-wise, I want better ball like trajectory. You know how the ball goes in and it just seems flat sometimes in the linebacker can jump up and pick it. There's a lot of times in NFL games where you'll see the ball just float right in behind the linebacker. Things like that I want to see in the game. And I think that would enhance you know, just the fun and the simulation style game that we all play. Well, most of us play.
Alright, Diddy, what's your opinion? What do you want to see in 13?
Bob just hit on the two things that I was concerned about the most. I'll focus more on the ball trajectory. There's a lot of times when you see guys call a cover two and the corners are sitting there in the flats covering grass and you'll have a receiver behind them and they're still jumping up 5 feet in the air and knocking balls down that would be easily thrown over their head for completions. So just things like that, if they could find a way to get the physics of that right, then, you know, that would just improve the game that much more.
All right, Say, how about you?
I got a couple of things. I know, you know, you really want to see gameplay improved. The one thing, just with doing the mock draft stuff that I've really come to like, and I know that we would put a lot of time and effort into it, would be the ability to either upload a draft class or create and edit players for the draft. I know that would add a whole another dimension to the league. I mean, it would just think if you could really draft, you know, the real players, and the talk and the hype would get so much more intense. And I think, and the other thing I would like is the ability to edit equipment. I know a lot of people don't really give a shit about that, but I do. You know, when two of my rookie linebackers have, they're wearing fucking long sleeves all the time and it's hot out, kind of bothers me. But other than the gameplay improvements, those are just a couple of things that I'd like to see fixed. Also the weather. I know some people complained about how it's always fucking raining. You know, it doesn't always rain in every game. So,
and even to expand on that, I would like guys to, okay, in September and August, if it's hot, especially down here, it's hot. So guys that play in this environment or in the South, they're gonna get dehydrated more, and they're gonna have to sit more players and move more players around. I think that would help with like the dynamics of weather. It doesn't rain the whole game. You know, it'll rain like a quarter and it'll quit raining and stuff like that. That would be cool to add to the game.
Yeah, I like everything you guys said, but a couple of things that I didn't hear from you guys that I would like to see improved is just more of the physics. Like, I know I get annoyed, especially when I'm on defense and I'm playing someone and they have a running back right up the middle on a dive or something, a draw, whatever, and my defensive tackle, he'll run with him, like next to him, backwards, like in the wrong direction before he, you know, tries to tackle him. You know, it's just kind of that mentality of when the player's engaged, I guess. And then something else is, I had a game today I was playing, I forget who the hell I was playing, but the quarterback took off on a run, and he bounced off a defensive tackle, a linebacker, and then finally got taken down by a safety. I mean, I know there's some guys out there that it could happen, but I see it a lot. So I want to see, like, weight and strength play into the momentum as well when making a tackle and making a hit. I mean, I know hit sticking doesn't always work, but if I have, say, Aaron Curry coming across and Mark Sanchez is running, if Aaron Curry's lowering his shoulder to make a boom hit, Mark Sanchez is not going to brush it off like it's nothing. No offense. But that's just a couple of things I'd like to see as well within the game itself. Just a little smarter AI, I guess, and then a little better physics with weight and strength management as far as momentum and tackling goes. So does anybody else have anything else that they want to add?
Yeah, I just want to say, just follow us on Twitter, TSO Hard Knocks.
Yeah, Bob set that up today, so now we got to tweet out some shit. Get you guys interested, follow us, retweet us, get the word out there, spread the word, not only Hard Knocks, but of traditional sports itself. So Diddy, CA, unless you guys have something else to add, that pretty much wraps it up for Hard Knocks. So guys, thanks for listening, I appreciate it. Give us your input on the show in the forum. You can also input, leave some other ideas for Madden 13 down if you want Frisk or Rhino to take a look at while they're there. I mean, I know they have a list already, but if anything comes to mind, right in the thread for the show itself, go ahead and jot something down. We'll see if we can get that shot down to them quick, if they can get some kind of information in. So for Bob, CA, and Diddy, this is Simi. Thanks for listening, guys. Keep it rolling.